We'll take House Bill 1283 at this time. Hello,
good morning, Mr.
Senator.
Chairman.
Welcome to House Transportation.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Didn't do it. Oh, got an amendment.
Mr. Chairman, is this mic on?
Yep, you're on.
I'm live.
You're on the internet.
Good morning, members of the committee, Mr. Chairman. My name is Patty DeHewick. I'm the state senator from District 24, and it's my pleasure to be here this morning. I appreciate your holding this bill over from the other day. Representative Garnas and I have brought to you, and I don't have a copy of my bill, House Bill 1283. And if I might just thank if I might just briefly explain, Mr. Chairman, I've handed out an amendment that essentially hoghouses this bill. And would ask for consideration by the committee, but wanted just a few minutes, 1 minute, to explain what the original bill, 1283, attempted to do, if I might. This was an idea that was brought to me sometime this fall relative to a program that exists in the state of Texas that establishes driver improvement clinics and is in a concerted attempt to assist drivers that are charged with misdemeanors, traffic offenses, to assist them by requiring them to go to classes for driver improvement. And in return for that, the penalty or the fine or the charge against the driver would be dismissed. It's kind of like, gentlemen of the committee, it's kind of like what we do now with underage consumption when kids are charged with possession of alcohol, or if a kid or an adult is charged with a first offense DUI, the judge will require them to go to alcohol counseling classes. And particularly under, not so much with DUIs, but particularly for underage consumption, in the event that the minor, the young person, successfully completes those classes, then the charge essentially disappears from his record, and that's the end of it. And so that's the idea behind the original intent of 1283. Since I introduced the bill, since Representative Garnas and I introduced the bill, I believe both had conversations with the unified judicial system and understand now that there are many tails to this whole concept, that it's not a simple little program that we can put together. There are indeed many ramifications from something like this that would require a concerted and deliberate study effort. Particularly Mr. Shane from the court system was concerned about the loss of revenue. And when you get picked up for speeding, or if you have a minor traffic violation of some sort, you pay a fine. And that part of that fine goes back to the local school district. Part of that fine goes to the Attorney General's office. Part of that fine, I believe, goes to domestic abuse shelters. In any event, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to belabor the point, but we have learned that there are many tails to this situation. I believe that, at the very least, this would be an appropriate subject for a center study, because then it would be given sufficient time. LRC staff could do the necessary research to figure out just what all would be involved in this kind of program. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, that I would request that the committee at the appropriate time give that some consideration. In light of that, Representative Garnes and I have taken the opportunity to provide the committee with a hoghouse amendment to this bill that we believe is indeed germane to the title. And it involves the situation of revocation and or suspension of a driver's license. And this comes about, and that's what the amendment before you does, Mr. Chairman. It amends Section 35-9-7 of our existing code to change, simple amendment basically, it changes the word revocation to a suspension. Earlier this year, the House dealt with House Bill 1096, which was a bill that came from the Unified Judicial System. It was introduced on behalf of the Chief Justice. That bill, in its original form, was an attempt by the judges to bring some sense to all of these statutes involving revocation and or suspension of a driver's license in the event that you're charged and convicted with DUI or underage consumption, or there's a whole host of different offenses that require the judge to either suspend or to revoke your driver's license. 1096 was amended significantly by the House, and went over to the Senate. Senate passed it, and I believe it's now been signed by the governor. In that original bill, this statute was the last section of that bill, and this statute was repealed, essentially. For whatever reason, because I wasn't privy to it over here in the House, that section was removed from the bill. All of the other amendments to existing law that were an attempt to eliminate the confusion between revocation and suspension were also deleted from that bill, and the bill basically just said, in the event that you either get your license suspended or revoked, the judge does now have authority to issue you either to issue essentially a work permit for employment, for school, or for attending counseling sessions. Maybe that sounds familiar to you folks now. Nonetheless, the problem has not been solved. And we have encountered it in our local magistrate court, certainly, where the magistrate judge, when he's dealing with a young person who's been charged with underage consumption, is wrestling with all of these different statutes, where one will say he's got to revoke for 30 days, one will say he has to suspend the license for 6 months, one says that he has to suspend for 60 days. Anyway, there's a lot of confusion. And my local magistrate has asked that it would be nice if the legislature could, in fact, clean this up so that there isn't confusion. And so that's what I've attempted to do in the Hoghouse Amendment. The other stat, and Mr. Chairman, this gets fairly convoluted, and maybe the committee has already dealt with this issue, but there's a laundry list of statutes that deal with revocation suspension. And what I really ought to do is provide the committee with a flow chart to show you what we're talking about. But in this amendment, all I'm attempting to do is make that language of suspension consistent with existing statutes that also order suspension. I'm not messing with time frames, and I'm not doing anything other than making the verbiage of the statutes consistent. Now, you may ask, why is that important? Does it matter if your license is revoked or suspended?
I was going to ask that, but we're going to hold questions.
Okay.
So you can go ahead.
Do you want me just to stop it this way? Okay. It's fairly significant because if you've had your license revoked and you're later caught driving without a license, you're subject to a Class 1 misdemeanor. So the penalty is much larger. If you're driving under a suspended license, the offense is a Class 2 misdemeanor. So there's a difference in the penalty and the time you're going to serve in jail and that kind of thing. In addition, I believe the Department of Commerce, in their driver's license section, probably deals with you differently if you've had your license revoked. You maybe, I don't know this, you maybe have to take the test over. if you've had your license suspended, maybe you don't. I'm not sure I can get that information for you, Mr. Chairman, but that's what we're attempting to do. I have talked to the courts this morning. In fact, I drafted the amendment. I was in tax committee at 8 o'clock this morning, and I was drafting the amendment in committee because late last night we realized that we had some real legitimate serious concerns with our original bill, and I wanted to not lose an opportunity, Mr. Chairman, to take a vehicle and fix a problem that I think needs to be fixed, and that's why I've brought the Hoghouse Amendment. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Are there proponents of House Bill 1283 considering the proposed amendment 1283 FA? Any proponents? Seeing none, questions from the committee. Representative Gordon Peterson.
Yes, just so I fully understand the suspension and revocation. If they suspend it, you actually have the license, but the judge has it, and you can't use it until he says you can have it.
That's right.
And a revocation, they take it off the books, and you're not even licensed anymore.
That's
then
right.
You have to go back and go through the whole process.
That's right.
So basically, when it comes right down to the law-abiding citizen suspended, he still can't go anywhere except where the judge says he can go.
That's right.
Okay.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Tupou.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, the original bill dealt with sections 32, 24, 25, and 26. And that 32, 24 dealt with reckless driving, 32, 25 dealt with speeding, 32, 26 dealt with rules of the road for anybody, whether a minor or an adult. Correct? The original bill?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at.
The original bill, 1283.
Okay, it maybe did.
That language is all revoked, so none of this amendment deals anything with providing driving classes for anybody that's committed a speeding violation, a reckless driving violation, or a violation of the rules of the road. That has all been eliminated. And what the amendment does is dealing with 35.9, which deals specifically with underage consumption. So the only people that are going to be involved with this Hoghouse Amendment are individuals under the age of 18 who are stopped for underage consumption. Correct?
That's correct.
And the only thing that this does is it changes the verbiage in 35.9 from revocation to suspension in cases dealing with underage consumption. So if a person's convicted of underage consumption, instead of having their driver's license revoked, where they've, as Representative Peterson stated, they have to go back to the whole process of retaking the driver's test and everything, their driver's license will be under suspension. That's basically what the Hoghouse Amendment does.
That's
is that correct?
Correct?
And that, the need for that, I guess I'm a little misunderstanding in terms of why that change is needed. There's some kind of confusion at the circuit court level.
That's right. In fact, there are other statutes dealing with violations of by minors, alcohol violations by minors. If you are under the age of 21 and you're riding in a vehicle with somebody, you're not driving, and you get stopped and you have you do a breath test and there's alcohol in your breath, you are guilty of violation of one of these statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Under that law, under this law, you would have your driver's license revoked for a period of 6 months, even though you're not driving. Whereas if under a different statute, it's my understanding that if I'm driving and I'm under 21 and I've got alcohol on my breath, I have my license suspended for 6 months, not revoked. That's where the confusion comes in.
I will entertain a motion at this point to move amendment 1283 FA. Moved by Knowles. Is there a second? Representative Flowers. Discussion on the motion. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No question to you. I'm caught on how to vote for this, whether I want to vote because it's a good bill or if we're trying to simplify something for the court system, Department of Commerce, who deals with the licensing. or when I have a question like that, I usually just would vote no. But is this a good bill for that reason, or are we just trying to simplify things?
If I might, I think is what I will do if we do in fact amend or hoghouse this bill, is I will defer action on this bill to Monday to give anybody and everybody an opportunity to review the proposed amendment and to offer an opportunity for those people that might be a proponent and or an opponent to come to our hearing.
That would be great, Mr. Chairman. In fact, maybe I can ask Judge Myron to be here, and he can testify firsthand about his problems.
Okay. Are there any other questions of the amendment or of the proponent? Hearing none, a motion is before us to amend House Bill 1283 with the amendment 1283 FA. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Is there anybody in the audience that is here to testify for 1283 in its amended form? Seeing none, we'll defer action on House Bill 1283 as amended to Monday, whatever date that is.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, thank you, Senator.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Tupou.
Senator, I'd just like to have the privilege of a comment. Go ahead and support your Hoghouse Amendment. I'm disappointed that the original language in terms of dealing with the driver's improvement aspect of this was thrown out, and my understanding based on your testimony, it was thrown out on the basis that it was going to reduce revenue from tickets. Was that the reason that you didn't end up pursuing this and that it was hawkhoused?
Thank you, Ms. Chairman, if I may respond. Thank you very much for that comment. Oh, please be assured, that was not the reason that I've asked that I've presented the hog house. That was absolutely not the reason.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize it as a concern. I'm feeling as if I didn't do my homework, frankly,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I'm thinking that we need a little more time to deal with that whole issue.
Well, I just wanted to comment that I think that the original, in principle, is a good idea, and I'd like to see that pursued in the future. Thank you.
Okay, we have disposed of House Bill 1283. We will take that. Defer that to Monday, February 12th, whatever legislative day that is.